The Railway Detective, written by Edward Marston, narrated by Peter Walters. Chapter 1. London, 1851. Euston Station was one of the architectural marvels of the day. Even the most regular passengers on the London and North Western Railway could still be impressed by the massive portico, with its four Doric columns built of adamantine Bramley Fall sandstone, flanked by two pairs of pavilions, and standing on the north side of a large open space. The addition of two hotels, one either side of the portico, introduced a functional element that did not lessen the stunning impact of the façade. Those who passed through the imposing entrance found themselves in the great hall, a combined concourse and waiting room. It was a magnificent chamber in the Roman Ionic style, with a high, deeply coffered ceiling that made newcomers gape in astonishment. Caleb Andrews did not even notice it, nor did he spare a glance for the majestic, curved double flight of steps at the northern end of the hall that led to a gallery and vestibule. Only one thing in the station interested him, and that was the locomotive he and his fireman